I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll. This is Lower Level Low Moon, June 2nd, 2019. Starting 23 minutes and a few seconds late, thanks to the makers of Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Thank you, Richard Garfield.
Sponsor us.
Send us free stuff.
Sponsor us.
We love Watsy.
If I could add together all of the gaming sessions that started late because of Magic the Gathering, we could have one whole extra gaming session.
Probably true.
Oh, I know it's true.
Well, it could be short.
We had,
there was back in the day, in the heyday of Magic, we would play Magic, and then somebody would be like halfway through a game and be like, well, they're playing anyway, and then they'd start playing Magic, and then they'd be like, well, no one's done playing Magic, and the third couple would start playing Magic, and then the first one would be done, and like, well, we can squeeze in another game, and... Mm-hmm. And finally, it'd be like, okay, somebody's got to stop it.
If we counted up all the time that we lost due to people looking for books or character sheets,
that also would easily equal another.
We have probably three or four sessions.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe in all the years.
Because
Magic the Gathering has only been around since '93, and we didn't really get hot and heavy until '94. And then. Of course, Low Moon's been around since 89, so that's another 4 or 5 years of looking for character sheets and lost books.
89?
30 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing the thing in September.
30th anniversary.
So I came in when it was 9 years old. I thought it was longer than that before I came in.
I don't know. We figured out Gagel was in only 7 months in, and I was like, what? That can't be right.
7 months in?
Yeah, he came in. Yeah. Wow. But we figured it out.
And it started in 98.
Do I know anyone who started in the beginning besides James?
James, the only one that plays. That started from the beginning. Dean came in later. Todd Corsick, John Stewart. There's one other one. Who was the other one? Can't remember. It might be. It was James, Todd, John. I think that was actually it. That was the beginning group. Only three people that were there at the very beginning. Okay. All right. Anyway, so last time we broke, you had approached, and it was in the later evening hours, but not sunset yet. So you got maybe an hour before sunset. And you had spied out, and you've gone the way you went before, taking the main west-east road through the Pomarsh into the edge of the Eastern Lands, which is, there's military... stationed there, but it's considered an open border. So you were able to enter, and then you're going north along the main road, which goes right along the border. There's mountains, that's why you kind of went through the valley to get to that road. Then you go along there, and then you're right up at the edge of the Wild Coast. And so there was talk along the way of whether you were wanted in the Wild Coast because of some things that happened when you were there before.
My bad.
and so you had not actually hatched a plan other than possibly someone just going up there to see if you were wanted or not.
Hey, are we wanted?
Hey, what's up, fam?
Hey, I'm here to collect my bounty.
What if?
Yeah,
hear me out.
My own bounty.
What if I just throw a permanent sphere of darkness really far away? And then they'll be like, hey, what's that? And then they'll go look at it and then we go through.
Or you just throw a permanent sphere of darkness at them and they walk.
Then we won't be able to see
it.
Last session?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we actually crossed the border.
Nope. You know, 1 hour from, or 1 hour from sunset, and the border crossing is in sight.
Well,
can we cross like over land?
Like you're on land.
Like through somewhere else.
Yes, yeah, so you can leave and cross, but like go out into the countryside, wilderness, if you will, and try to cross the border elsewhere. But there are border patrols, so you're not sure, you know, exactly without knowing the lay of the land, how easy it would be to. The last time when you came out, that's basically what you did.
This is the last time we were
and you managed to do it, but you did see a patrol. So.
How long
has it been since we were last year?
There's a story about this.
Three, four, five.
They called it a death.
6 weeks.
I heard about this in the.
Almost 6 weeks.
Where they did.
Yep.
So they'll still remember us.
They had a. You just called it like a hairy.
Okay. So you're at a little copse of trees. You can see the border crossing. You came up the main road, which is a lot safer and faster. There's pretty much ongoing conflict between the Eastern Lands and the Pomarge, along the eastern border of the Pomarge, western border of the Eastern Lands. What you know, this area of the Eastern Lands is really like tropical jungle like that. When you get a little further east in the center part, it's desert. And to kind of give you an idea, it's fairly Arabian Nights flair. You know, it's the tier-topped tower shape. The royal guards are carry Kopesh swords and ride flying carpets, things like that.
What?
Kill them!
We must get Arabian Nights.
Those would sell so well.
Aladdin. Kind of thing.
Yes, very Aladdin.
Can you imagine how much those carpets are?
Okay.
I
can imagine.
So you do, you know that they're normally, if there's no, you know, you're not wanted or anything like that, usually you just ride up to the border, you get questioned briefly, pay a little fee, and then go in.
We could have one of us that they don't recognize approach,
Lincoln.
Ask if there's any open bounties that they can try to collect. If we're wrong with them, you can let us know.
That would be you, Lincoln, or was
it? I don't know. How does that work? I've never been a bounty hunter in my life before, so how does that work?
If you know, you do know when you came out of here before, there was talk of actual like wanted posters.
Oh, they have wanted posters.
And that's how. So that's the system that they use. Bearing in mind that a wanted poster is basically going to be a sketch. You know, it's not like a photograph or.
Mine's just a troll.
I could make mustaches on all of us, and you can walk right through and they won't recognize.
So it has a picture of Brunson there, and on the bottom it has a physical description that says, troll-like man with magic.
Hey, there you go. With your reality-shaping spell, can you just, like, make the wand posters look like somebody else?
Well, I can make myself look like somebody else.
I mean,
ask you by yourself.
Within reason, you could make everybody look like somebody else.
I have a spell.
Could you just...
Well, with Phantasmal Force... Yeah.
Make a
troll.
Could I use Slumber on
them? You're ready.
You can, but it would be considered attacking them. They're not going to be happy about it.
I've done that before.
I mean, they could deal with it.
Don't you have, like, an invisibility? Like, I radiate some invisibility?
From the copse of trees where you are, you can see that there are roughly a dozen soldiers at the border. There are horses nearby, so you think some of them are cavalry. And then there are tents nearby, the three of them. And then you can see a second kind of like bivouac area that has a half dozen or more tents that's about a mile in on the road.
So if I got close to cloud
burst,
hey, situation is very tense
here.
If we cross this place, it'll be past tents.
Too many.
Yeah, currently we're pre-tents.
So, to be clear then, there are men at that second bivouac area a mile away. You can see that from here, which means they can see the border. And that means the dozen guys at the border is probably about a third of the total force that you might have to deal with if you start a conflict. Because the camp would see anything you do to the guys on the border. There's no fence, so as mentioned before, you can theoretically go around.
I could just cloud burst. What is that? It gets really wet. Really
causing rain, but it's
hard.
Somewhat limited area.
Yeah.
a little obvious. It's only raining here. It's not raining over there.
What's going on?
How freaked out they would be by the fact that it started raining massive raindrops.
Regardless of how freaked out they were, they would eventually realize that it's raining where they are and not elsewhere.
I'm sure they're aware that magic exists too.
I could just make walls around them and then we could walk around.
Do
but
it.
There's another camp within a mile, as I have now said three times,
well,
that can easily see
yeah.
and bring two times as many people as are on the border.
Well, I
You'd
can make
to,
walls around them too.
Not at this range.
Then I'll
Lycan suggests drying the countryside. If you don't feel comfortable, you think you might get arrested. Or, if you want, I can just go up there and
that's
talk to them and see
what
happens.
We'll just send Lycan.
Or we should pay, we bribe them like we did last time.
Well, then they might
hopefully
inform
these guards are just as unscrupulous as the last
well,
one.
Well, they might still inform someone that we've crossed. We don't want anyone knowing we've crossed in the first place. There.
Well, when
why would they want anyone to know that we crossed?
Wouldn't they, like, lose their job for that or something?
Not necessarily.
Lycan says, I've never been through this way, so I really can't tell you. I mostly don't travel the roads.
Well, when they go and they're like, hey, the party that's wanted, by the way, they cross the border. And then they'll be like, how do you know?
Does
like,
anyone have bureaucracy or diplomacy as a non-weapon?
Baze did.
Baze did? Useful.
I have mimicry.
I have...
Are you sure you're not the man on this one question? I know. Are you sure you're not the man on
this one question?
Wait, you're mimicry, so you can turn into a treasure chest that eats
people? Yeah, exactly.
Or a door.
Okay, what are we doing? You're sitting at the copse of trees, now about 50 minutes from dark. You think there's a good possibility the border closes at dark.
Okay.
If you're going to actually
through
go through
now.
That.
I think we should wait till dark and take countryside.
So wait a minute, they close the border, so maybe they're going to get off duty. So they're towards the end of their shift, they may be a little laxed in their duty.
That's true. I look
but
rather
still will
different
be
as well. I look rather different as well. I could try.
But they still will be intent.
You look handsomer, Jake says.
I do.
Have you just now noticed that?
Lycan says, well, that depends entirely on how well this person sketching is then. Maybe they sketched him handsomer in the first place. If there is even a wanted poster.
Oh.
Why don't we send Lycan to see if
there is one? That's true. He was really... I think...
Okay. I'll meet you on the other side, Lycan says, and he spurs his horse toward the...
I want to go too.
Okay. Bezor jumps on his horse. Wait for me.
Oh. I say we go on mass.
They won't recognize
me. Jake creaks up into the saddle in his plate mail.
Oh yeah, didn't you end up changing the title book or something?
Yeah.
Chances are they don't even have good wanted posters for us anymore. Unless they update
it. Well, how long has it been since we've been here? Like a month?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
That question was asked and answered about 8 minutes ago.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I shall ride.
Pretty sure that was a 10 puns session.
I'll keep my...
Come on, Tommy. Be more attentive.
Could a wolf kill my snake?
Could it? Yes, it certainly could.
Would it want to?
It doesn't seem to be inclined to, but it's awful small right now, so maybe when it gets older. You did discover, while you were in town, by the way, that it, even though it's only like it's like this big around, it can eat an entire hard-boiled egg. Which is pretty funny looking.
Dude, I love snakes like that. It's so funny to watch. Because look,
so
even like
he's upright. He's got a little tail over here. It goes through his head over here, and there's an egg in the middle. And then he slept for like a day. Which is kind of your strategy currently. Basically, you're feeding it, and it as long as it's well fed, it stays asleep, and it doesn't have any trouble with the chipmunk.
So let's just start feeding.
Although you did catch the chipmunk the one time when you weren't paying that close attention, the chipmunk snuck it. The snake was sleeping, and the chipmunk carried the snake off into a bush and left it there and came back. And then when you went to leave, you're like, where's my snake? And the chipmunk looked awful, like, guilty.
Mm. Yes, chipmunk.
And then you figured it out. And the snake was sleeping obliviously through the whole thing.
Oh, poor snake.
Why don't you just shut the chipmunk in a pouch?
I could.
First of all, it doesn't really fit in a pouch. It'd be a big pouch. It'd be a large
fit
pouch.
For any pet.
All right, so the whole group is riding toward the border then? Anyone not riding toward the border?
I'm not.
I'm going to wait for them to see if they go in first.
Okay, you're going to lag back? You realize that if they bribe them, then you'll have to pay your own bribe.
Oh, well.
Okay.
With that thought in mind, Jeremy will go. And invite Janie to go.
Jeremy is urging you to come on along.
Come on, we don't want to pay your own bribe.
All right, so you trot on up. Lycan takes the lead. Four guardsmen with, there's quite a few of you, and you're all bristling with weaponry and stuff. Okay, so eight guardsmen.
How many guards are at the four of them?
A dozen.
Oh, jeez.
We can take them.
Two on horseback, six on foot, come out and block the road. And since y'all are approaching on horseback, one of the guys on horseback edges out to talk to you.
Good evening, sir.
Speak common. I see this.
We are but weary circus performers.
What's their native language?
They have about like 24 dialects, but you would say it's Wild Coast tongue.
I don't
tongue.
Speak that.
What's their second most common?
Common.
Oh, okay.
That's common.
Yeah. They're a trade nation, so heavily.
I speak common.
I speak common too.
About Geoffian. I say Geoffian.
It's a little Geoffian, he says.
No. Just common with you.
You are merchants.
Yes.
Traveling on important duties.
Yes.
Very important, actually.
Uh-huh.
You can say that.
Bringing much goods, I see. And protecting them as
yes,
you travel.
Yes, we are good.
Uh-huh. You've come just in time. The border closes in like half an hour.
Oh, that's convenient.
Very convenient.
Why would you probably bear if we can get through them?
Yes. Will you be staying in the Eastern Lands for long?
A little while. How long are we staying? Less than a month.
You may pay by the day, the month, or you may pay the fee for an indeterminate stay.
What is the fee for a day?
There's not much you can do in one day. We just go camp and come back. I mean,
I was gonna...
Oh, you mean by the day? Yeah. Yeah. So by the day, one gold per day per person.
How much a month?
10 gold per person.
I think we should pay a month.
Yeah, because when does spring start? Not long from now.
I'll get 10 gold on my pouch.
When spring starts.
Okay.
Paying for them.
All right.
Me too, and I'll give them a 5 silver.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking of that.
Lycan gives him 11 gold, not to be outdone.
I give him 14 so I can have him keep... Oh, wait, no.
I give him 14, 50 gold.
I'll give him a gold since everybody else is doing it now.
Okay.
The story of your men.
I'll give him 14
thank you,
to
thank
give
you.
Me even 55.
I'll give him 15.
Thank you.
Okay, we're starting to look suspicious now.
I can't be having my comrades tipping more than me now, can I?
We're not criminals. We're just very competitive.
I'm surprised you don't refer to us as your entourage.
My entourage.
Did you say that out loud?
Roll for initiative.
Of course. Of course, he says.
We roll for initiative because they have paid too much money.
He says...
15.
The Wendemax estate. The Wendemax estate. Has a tournament, you probably already heard of it, has a tournament starting in 3 days.
Is that where we're going?
We have tickets
out of play,
for entry if anyone would like to purchase some.
Out of play, is that where we're going?
No.
What is this tournament of?
They have archery, jousting, and then they also have a gauntlet.
What's that?
It's you go through and try not to get hit or killed. And if you get to the other side, you get treasure. And if you die along the way, they sweep you up. And if you don't die along the way, you just get hurt, then you pay the healer. And if you don't get hurt badly, if you just get knocked off, then you can start over.
Hmm. How much treasure is there again?
I don't know what the full treasure is. They say it's gold and diamonds.
Are you allowed?
I don't believe our travels take us that direction.
But we got a month.
It's about 50 miles to the east.
I don't believe our travels took us in that.
How far away from there is the place we're going?
About 75 miles.
Ooh.
It takes us 75 miles
out of
our way.
If you can ride hard or ride good pace 3 days.
We paid for a month, might as well go. Dear Moon Iron.
Get our money's worth.
Anyway, the tickets here are half price. If you buy them there, they're twice as much.
Half price.
We have to do it now.
This is substantial savings for a chance at a wealthy future.
How much is half price?
5 silver.
Oh,
man.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life 4 Toledo.
Can I play a little doodle?
I believe where we're going to make our deals will net us more.
We can do both.
Yes. We can do that afterwards. We
chances
have
are that's going to lead us into another direction.
Sure
the same direction we were just at before.
Is his holy symbol present?
Yeah.
Holy symbol is present.
I'd like to join.
Really?
Yes.
Coming from you.
Yes, coming from me. It's still travel,
Jeez,
is it not?
I suggest we buy tickets just in case because we will go just in case.
Well, I think he already bought a ticket, so.
I might have a ticket too.
Okay.
Wait, how long is it till it starts?
Dim would buy the ticket.
3 days.
This silver's getting heavy.
So you'd make you'll make the Nemorian estate. Tomorrow. You won't make it tonight now because it's late.
I bought 2 tickets.
You'll make it tomorrow for sure. And then from there, it would be about 3 days.
I'll have
them sold. So you could make it just the day that the tournament was starting.
I bought a ticket for a Charlotte and I.
Well, we may as well not go to the Morris first.
So with you.
She's a pretty lady. I'll buy her.
We're not going to be able to finish that today.
Wait, the tournament's in 3 days. We got to go there first.
How long does the tournament last?
The full of it is 10 days long. The whole thing.
Silver Fox spread the name.
Wait, so do we have to be there on the first day to compete?
If you're going to compete in the joust, you have to be there before the first round completes. If you're going to compete in the archery, you'd have to be there before the first round completes. And the gauntlet will be going on through all of it. Until somebody
What's
gets
the prizes for the archery?
We need to be there on the first day.
What are the prizes for the archery?
I don't know. It's usually something gold, something silver, and something copper. For second, third.
We gotta participate in the gauntlet and the archery.
I don't really care about the archery. I'm not really.
Work on your archer skills, boy.
Let's go there first.
You're gonna beat me.
Charlotte's our best.
But you never know. God may ever be my favorite.
Charlotte and
Knight.
Charlotte.
We all could participate. It's higher chances of us winning.
Yeah, you don't think that's going to happen here. They look a little bit nervous about your presence. They're letting you through the border. That doesn't mean they're going to let you wander around their camp.
Oh,
yeah.
They're mean. Right.
They're cautious.
Are there any dangers on the roads we need to be aware of?
No. The roads are well patrolled.
To the tournament we go.
There are absolutely no bandits anywhere. Or brigands.
Criminals?
No criminals. Only, what did you say?
Huh?
Not criminals, but the other thing you said, if we're not criminals, we're...
Oh, competitive.
Yes. Just competitive people, no criminals.
Okay.
Absolutely no bandits or brigands have been seen on the road anywhere between here and anywhere.
You're anywhere.
Nope, none.
That's encouraging.
What
we're
about?
We're gonna like mark like.
You guys
five
will stick right in your work.
Control, I swear.
All right, so you better move on through before the border closes.
All right, okay.
Onward.
The tournament.
Can't camp any closer to our camp. That if you're gonna camp at nightfall, then you have to get at least 200 yards away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Onward to the deployment.
Okay.
I didn't move, so you hit me.
Hashtag side prop.
Hashtag side quest. Hashtag
so you're riding through and Lycan nudges Charlotte, points to a sign off to the side. There's a, it says Eastern Lander border admittance, and it has like a spot where the amount would be printed. It says 1 silver pieces, but it seems to have been changed like a dozen times.
I'm just gonna laugh about a slut.
Okay.
What is this, the Walmart match your price deal?
reverse.
Well, they didn't even bother having a sign for you. You didn't even have a sign. They just told you.
Roll forward and roll back.
Okay, so you're through apparently without incident. You do notice, by the way, that there is a squat, it's probably about 5 foot tall, shingled roof, and it's wood shingled roof, shed that is part of that camp that looks like it's a more permanent fixture. It's not something they move around or take up and down or whatever. It's the only building that seems permanent fixture in their little camp setup. Everything else is tents and lean-tos and canvas. But attached to the wood shingles on the roof of it and down the wall of it are a pretty wide variety of postings. Handbills and probably wanted posters and advertisements for different things. So you think, in retrospect, you think, you know, that's probably where your wanted posters would wind up at, unless somebody had a specific purpose to catch
it. It's in the center of the guard camp?
Yeah.
Can we go look at it?
You could probably look briefly without catching attention. You could probably look briefly without catching too much attention, but if you stay now, you have to cross through the camp to be considered in the Eastern Lands. So if it gets dark while you're still in the camp, you'll have to go back out.
Okay. I wanna look at it on the way by, but
okay. Roll a d20. You're scanning, you're looking for any sketches or interest in it that catches your eye.
4.
Okay. You do not see any wanted posters that look like y'all, like any of your party members, you or any of your party members. However, you do see at least a half dozen or so now hiring posters, like looking for jobs. People are trying to hire adventurers. One says adventurers wanted, one says mercenaries wanted. You also see a poster that says, beware the wolf pelt brigands on the East Road.
Is that where we're traveling?
You're not sure if this would be considered the East Road or not. You don't have a map.
I wonder if that's
why they know that. Yeah,
where the wolf pelt brigands.
You did not.
You didn't have a cloak of wolf pelt.
You know that the road that you came up to get here inside the Homarsh, I'm sorry, inside the Eastern Lands is called the West Road, because it is the furthest west road in the Eastern Lands.
I was about to say, can I use direction signs to see what direction we're headed?
Yeah, you know that the majority of the Wild Coast is east of here. So this is probably not called the East Road.
We need to go to east so we can get to the tournament.
Also, you did see a poster for, it has a picture of a keg of ale on the poster, or a keg of some kind of alcohol on the poster. And a price below it that says 10 silver.
What is it?
A keg of some kind of alcohol for 10 silver.
Where does it say that?
Doesn't say.
How big a keg?
Okay, so are we far enough away from the guards
that we
can talk freely?
So. What?
Are we far enough away from the guards that we can talk freely?
Yeah. They're not following you.
So, we need to go back to this guy's tower and find the vault again and get the keys again before he gets in there, right? He gets the stuff.
Well, he's already theoretically been in the vault. He was in the vault the night that you guys left.
He's probably been in there definitely times.
But
he doesn't know what's in there.
He doesn't know what to look for. I mean, you guys pretty much,
we need to get there before he humanoid area,
you
guys.
Yeah. Right.
So being distracted by a tournament is not a good idea.
We could be famous.
I don't care. I don't want to be famous. I want to be rich.
I want to be rich. We can do both. Look, there you're getting magic items. Here you're getting lots of money. And fame.
If we're going to do both, then we should do them in the proper order.
Look.
Which would be tournament.
Look, I go to a tournament, I have to work hard for my money. I go to the vault.
Yeah,
that's
and then
what
we
I do and I get...
How do we get in the vault then? Where's
the yeah, it's gonna be work, but not as hard as work as say shooting a bow or riding a horse.
This vault, like Lycan says, this vault requires keys.
Yes.
And does it belong to someone else? Are we breaking into someone's vault then?
Well, we were there first.
What does that mean? You were there first.
We were there first
in someone else's vault? I don't understand.
We were in there, and then this other Baron dude came and usurped the vault from its previous owner.
If it makes you feel better.
We had permission from the previous owner of the vault to go in there and find his father's stuff.
And indeed.
Oh, stuff that belongs to him.
One of the keys that we used came from my father.
I mean, really, he's a pirate. Uh-huh. I mean, he came home and pirated the vault from him, so. Yeah.
So your father and her father might have been allies, except your father's probably really old, right?
Never considered that.
Relative to her, I mean, how old are you? Like 20? Younger?
How old are you?
Your days in the wilderness have worn on you.
You're the same age as Brunson.
How old are you?
I'm not sure if I should be offended by that.
Wait, wait, how old are you guys? 17? You're
17.
No way.
How old is Bezor? How old is Bezor? Am I really
like 28.
Am I really like the second oldest person here?
Third. Okay, at this point you've reached the edge of camp.
Fourth oldest.
Well, we're arguing about oldest, how old we are.
19.
Yeah, I'm 538, so.
I'm the oldest.
Jermud are me and the elves.
So look.
Anyway, so do you have any like legal paperwork or anything that proves that whatever is left in this vault belongs to you?
I did.
You did?
Hey, you were there too. You made the decision.
Why
look, legal schmingle, it belongs to him. So we need to get there and get it before it disappears.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the law either. I'm just saying we might have a good, you know, we might have an opportunity to prove our
tournament
point if we have some
the
paperwork.
Papers were required.
Him being the lord of the land, it's his choice whether or not he accepts that paperwork as
so
true.
So you want to get to
he can always just say. No, it doesn't look legitimate. I mean, you know, he wants to keep his old stuff, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll have to.
You want to go to law, right?
Find another way.
Negotiate. We want to go to law, too, but we want to go to the tournament first. We can do both, but let's not get wanted. Before we go to the tournament.
We're already wanted.
Yep.
Don't you think going to the tournament and gaining fame would be bad for our wanted nature?
We're not wanted. I don't think we're wanted. I didn't
maybe
see
maybe we could buy a party.
Wanted just 6 weeks ago.
Did I see anyone?
How could we not be wanted now? Did we have a lawyer petitioning for us?
It's possible that the guy dropped it because he knows we need
to go to Easter.
It might be wise for us to figure out whether or not you're wanted or not.
Did I see any wanted posters on the thing?
Yes. Saw some, but none that looked like you.
I saw one of posters on the post, so that means that's where they're posted, and there were not us on there.
You scanned through every one of them, you're sure.
Rather quickly.
They looked pretty full.
We could camp a little ways out, and then one of us could come back and look at the wanted posters. And see if there are any there that have it. For example, I won't be there because I'm not wanted by anyone. I mean, legally speaking.
Sad music starts playing.
Yeah. Was violent.
Anyway, so after we camp tonight, I could come back and check the wanted posters and see if you are wanted. And then if that would help you to make up your mind whether or not you're going to go and break into your vault and get the stuff that belongs to you from the person who took it from you.
Well, it's not his vault, it's just his stuff in the vault that he had permission to go and grab, but we couldn't find in time.
Okay, yeah, right, whatever, all of that. So if we're not wanted, then you can decide which way you want to go.
All right, let's go sleep. I'm bored.
We haven't made camp yet.
My little boys make the camp.
Okay. You have to wait to get 200 yards away from...
Yeah.
Okay. You can make it there, but they're going to make you move it.
Okay, so if we're wanted, we don't go to the tournament. If we are not wanted, then we go to the tournament and then the vault.
I still say we go to the vault, but...
Jake says, we've been trying to go to this vault for months.
Yeah.
We better get it done.
Jake, you could be famous.
You know what's just going to lead us back to the gates of chaos?
You're a good knight.
First of all, I don't care if I'm famous or not. Secondly,
but known girls.
I'm into killing big monsters, not beating up
Jake,
people.
Imagine how much respect you would earn from my father.
Okay,
for winning this.
Why is the priest
that's
of
very valuable
petitioning for us to be delayed in our actions?
It's still traveling. I don't care about. Hermes doesn't care about time, but you know what Hermes does care about?
Glory.
I'm pretty sure.
Jake says, so you want to go to the tournament first, not to the vault first?
I don't really care where we go first, but I do want to.
We could get to the vault tomorrow. It'll take us 3 days to get to the tournament.
Yeah, and the tournament's in 3 days.
But it's a 10-day tournament.
Yes, we don't have to be there at the beginning.
Well, yeah, but if we go to the vault in 1 day, that gives us 2 days till the tournament starts. And then assume it takes us 2 days to...
We're talking about 16 days of a distraction. If it's 3 days to the tournament, 10 days of the tournament, and 3 days back from the tournament...
We just have to win the gauntlet in the first day, and then we can be gone.
You're just going to this tournament for a gauntlet?
That is where most of the money lies.
Well, they're going to be in the archery tournament. I'm going for the
You're going all off of what this guard says. Who knows what's actually going to be... They could give you, hey, congratulations, you won the gauntlet. Here, here's a loaf of bread.
That would be so valuable.
Imagine putting that on your mantle at home.
We don't have a home. If you've noticed, I've been living on a horse's back for the last...
Imagine putting that on the...
For like 4 or 5 months.
Strapping it.
Rope. Jake says, imagine eating that. Isn't it dinner time?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
I think it is.
How? Oh, I guess it's kind of because it's winter.
It's kind of tournament time.
But we haven't had dinner yet, and we're making camp, and we don't have to not have a fire tonight like we did last night, so we can actually have a fire, cook some food, and eat.
I want to learn to cook,
though. My right bicep is hungry.
Don't we have a bunch of bison or whatever we're going to eat?
Tang, tang!
Didn't they kill a bison? And
no, they did not kill the bison.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why not.
They had leftover deer meat, I think, though.
Because he's a rat.
I thought you said deer meat. I was like, wait, what?
Deer meat.
Deer meat? It's just a moody deer, not a deer meat.
Deer meat.
Was
that's what I'm calling.
I was in the woods with your mother, and a deer mooed at me, and that's where your name
is. You are not the one who titles people.
Okay, so are you setting up the camp?
I
or do you want to ride through the night?
I am Deer Moon, he who titles.
We could ride through the night.
We could
Deer
ride through the night.
Deer Moon,
the
establisher.
Someone tell me what you're doing.
Set up camp.
Charlotte sets up camp.
I sit around while they set up camp.
Basil watches
we
setting up
the
camp.
Party.
You won't have to, because I already set it up.
Cool. Okay.
All right, so he casts a spell, and the little men come out and run around setting up all the tents.
I have little men.
Oh, they look just like you!
They are 2 feet shorter than me, thank you very much.
Barely.
It's hard to tell from up here.
Yeah.
It's so far.
Nice. Alright, anyway, okay, so camp is set up.
On horseback, I'm pretty sure I'm about as tall as you.
We see a little bit
including the pot is sitting next to the fire. You get the fire going, the water is heating up, pretty soon the water is boiling, the meat goes in, the veggies go in. Is anyone doing anything in the couple of hours before?
Oh, I got to train.
Okay,
so,
studying the runes.
So where are
I got to train for anatomy.
You're in the countryside by the road, just inside the
lines.
Is
there my
life?
Not nearby. I
got to
find where I
have
it.
Okay. Tommy, while they're preparing dinner, Danny has asked you if you'd like to go for a walk in the countryside. Get away from camp.
Yeah, sure. I'll play us the nice little tune as we walk.
Yeah, that one.
I learned this from a guy who looks like an elephant. A bunch of bald guys.
How many hours can I get training for
anatomy? The problem.
Okay, who's teaching you anatomy?
Like
okay, so he has to train you for half an hour, and then you can get up to 2 hours total.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine,
yeah.
He'll do that. He'll give you the half an hour so you can get 2 hours.
I've broken a
absolutely.
Fourth of my training
he
for an hour,
guys.
No, you know, when you know the race of the people
but
that
play. Yeah,
you
might want to
do
that.
Do you know what
you get started, the more you
feel
the
beat. It's called jizz.
I can also find out about his...
I'm not making that up either, that's what it's called.
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Bless you.
Yeah,
how would you do that? You have to be famous.
It's like jazz.
Oh, I got that one.
Called Star Wars.
Animal War.
Yeah, but that doesn't like tell you about his previous life. It tells you about like wolves.
You couldn't call
not
it
his wolves.
Because it was a thousand.
That would call. That'd be called animal reading. It's like object reading about animals.
No. But you, there is a spell that you have on your list that speak.
It was a long time before.
If you guys speak animals, then you can do it.
And it's in a galaxy far, far away.
But I don't think you have it.
Far, far away. I do! Oh my god, I do!
Far away.
Far away.
In this galaxy. Or whatever. Just with all your... Before you go walking, after you go walking, or during the walk?
During the walk. Okay. I'm gonna be busting.
She's taking you walking, but she's as she's walking, she's going, woo, woo, woo.
Get Richard Spang's mandolin.
Dude, what a troop.
I just think she's beatboxing.
Like Stairway to Heaven.
Okay. What else? So you're training. What is Charlotte doing?
Training.
What's Brunson doing? Runes. What's Basil doing?
I'm going to study this book.
Study the book again? Where did I put that?
I'm mandolin trotting. I'm pretty sure I've played this mandolin more walking than I have not walking.
You made your proficiency is going to be contingent on whether or not you're walking.
You get a minus five in proficiency unless you're walking.
That's a walking place to play it.
Okay.
Minus five is good.
Plus five.
Roll percentile dice, Aaron.
Die.
27.
The book explodes.
Okay. You found.
Book explodes, your brain explodes, everyone's dead.
Alright.
Leak out one better, Jenny.
Color spray.
What's that? Cantrip?
It
is a first level spell.
It's like a
kind of a sort of a sleep.
Yeah. Stuff.
What?
It's like a spray can.
Yeah, have you heard about all the teenage illusionists
repeating all the sort of like the illusionist version of sleep, basically.
But why is it called color spray?
I thought it had different
spray effects. Of colors. It does have different effects.
You like Scare Girl.
So color spray.
It's like a fan of colors that spray out
in an area.
it's a very weak version of prismatic sprays.
Very weak.
Mm-hmm.
By comparison.
Yeah, prismatic spray, okay. OP.
Oh, God.
What is that, like 6th level?
7.
Yeah. It's up there.
Okay, here
it's cool spell.
My ranger can do it twice.
Okay, it does a 1/2 inch by 2 inch by 2 inch wedge, so it is sort of a wedge shape. Lasts for one segment. It's a range of 1 inch per level. Casting time is one segment. Upon casting the spell, illusions causes a vivid fan-shaped spray of clashing colors to spring forth from his or her hand. From 1 to 6 creatures within the area of effect can be affected. Spellcaster is able to affect 1 level or hit die of creatures for each of his or her levels or hit of experience. Affected creatures are struck unconscious for 2 to 8 rounds if their level is less than or equal to that of the spellcaster. They are blinded for 1 to 4 rounds if their level or number of hit dice is 1 or 2 greater than the illusionist. And they are stunned for 2 to 8 segments if their level or number of hit dice is 3 or more greater than the spellcaster. So the worst thing that can happen is 2 to 8 segments of stun. That's the worst for you. All creatures above the level of spellcaster and all creatures of 6th level or 6 hit dice are entitled to a saving throw versus the spell.
Oh, wow.
So if you're below, they're below 6 hit dice and below your level, they don't get a save.
Wow, nice.
And if they're below your level, they will be knocked unconscious for 2 to 8 rounds.
I like that better than 2.
Yeah. So basically, you're what level are you?
6.
Yeah. So your D6 creatures of up to 6th level would be, well, up to 5th level, sorry, would be knocked unconscious for 2 to 4 rounds. No, 2 to 8 rounds, no save. Pretty stinking powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Has a 1 inch per level range, so you have a 6 inch range. And then 2 inch by
range
2 inch by half inch fan. Yeah. So you max, the furthest way you could hit somebody would be 8 inches, but then if they are below 6th level, they get no save and go unconscious for 2 to 8 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty tough.
Especially for level 1 stuff.
And it does, I'll just tell you in advance, it will affect people. Like if you hit an area of effect of people, it's going to affect lower level people first. It'll be more likely to be affected than the higher level people. So that was the first hour of that. Janny and Dearmid go on a walk in the countryside. You're training. Runes, we'll do in a minute. So you only have 6 minutes to talk to the animals. So who would you like to talk to first?
A wolf.
Okay.
A wolf.
Wolfgang.
All right.
I'm the game.
Hello.
Oh, that's not the worst question you to have. Okay. I have a question. I know that we've been past for a while now. I felt bad about the time I found you, but what was your previous life before we found you? Wasn't Wolfgang living in the pack?
Hunting?
Something wolf for
roaming the countryside.
One day I got my leg chopped off.
I mean, it didn't get chopped off.
Anyway, I don't remember it all that much because I have a fairly short memory.
That sucks.
No, not really. I feel good about it.
Why?
I don't remember.
So, do you like your life now? Yeah?
Probably
pretty comfortable?
I got a full arm.
I guess so.
Full arm promo.
I don't like the caves all that much. The dark places down in, too far.
It does thing.
I can't help with that. My party.
I don't mind the little places. The big open ones underground. They make me nervous.
You don't have to go in sometimes, but if it's like one of those things where we have to go in and then come out a different way, you have to go in.
Right.
So, how do you feel about the chipmunk?
She's annoying. That's squeaking and chittering, crawling around.
I just realized, Aaron.
I'd eat him, but he's not enough to worry about.
Snap his fingers.
How do you feel about that one?
He looks like something got stuck in my butt once.
Oh.
Didn't bother me.
I mean, you know he's gonna grow a lot bigger, right?
Well, if he gets too much trouble, I'll just nip him.
No. He's probably got some venom in him, and that it might not kill you now, but you know maybe at some point it might get a lot stronger and it can probably hurt you.
I saw what he did to the chipmunk. That was funny.
You guys shouldn't hang around too much, man.
Look, we all gotta hang out together because we're stuck near you.
Oh, so do you not want to be my friend? Is that it?
So at least
wait,
much...
this is optional?
You did almost.
Shut up. You know, it's nice to know that you guys don't want to be around me. I mean, I've been helping you out with life. I mean, you probably... You...
Yes, I took you away from your pack and everything.
Killed them all.
I mean, I could have left you for dead. I mean, you're pretty much injured. My pack pals wanted to take you guys home for, like, dinners, or, like, I don't remember what it was. I think they were going hunting, but you guys ended up showing up. So, I mean, I could have left you there.
They eat wolves. I don't like them as much as I did a minute ago. It's okay. I'll probably forget it in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to stop talking to the wolves. I'm pretty...
Okay, he runs off. He's kind of like going around you and hunting small animals and
there's only so much
sniffing out holes in the ground and stuff.
I want to talk to the snake next.
Yeah, the snake's a great commander.
Is it a girl or a guy?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. It's a female.
I have the other representative. And it gives you two battle phases. Two combat phases.
Did you, like, plan on sneaking away? Or did you just end up falling in somehow?
I need some. I don't know. Hmm? I like eggs.
No, you're not. I just bought two.
Yeah.
What is that?
You like to sleep a lot.
Commander's Fruit.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure where I am.
Well, I'll take care of you for now. So, I mean, until your death, you should be fine unless, starts to
To what?
For the rest of your life.
What does that mean? Like, I don't get to keep living?
No, you get to keep living, but, like, you know, things.
Should I bite somebody now?
No. You keep on growing. Keep on living, you know. Keep
on doing what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why'd you bite the chipmunk?
I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
It has a solid point.
That's what my mom told me. The leprechaun told me to put that right next to my mouth. It smelled like food. And I suppose I might have bit it.
Would you like to look around for any other mice?
If you cut it up, I'll eat it.
Do it.
Food or floss?
Would you like to look around for some food real quick? Maybe some mice, anything that might be scattering around?
I don't think I can eat a mice. A mice is a big thing. Plus, they're pretty fast. I'm fast, but not for very long. Just like little distances. I don't have legs.
I come here. Snakes
like
from
people.
Mickey.
Dogs. Smart keeping that wolf around. That's very smart.
Wait for me.
Do you ever sit back in the cave thing again?
Not so much the cave, but I miss the other snakes.
I'm sorry.
Those lay together and smither and slime each other. Will you slither and slime with me?
I
signed up for this. You're a
mother. She's like, I don't know. What does that mean? How can I do that? Exactly.
I can't exactly do that, you know. Maybe.
Can we get some more snakes?
I could try. I can't promise you.
When I get older, I could lay an egg.
Okay.
Snake egg.
Snake love first.
Sure.
Can you give me some hands? I need some hands.
I can't give you a hand. Oh. And even if I did it, you wouldn't be able to control it.
Well, I can eat without them.
Well,
pretty much,
hands.
I just eat and sleep. That's all I do.
I know.
You just come out of nowhere whenever I want.
Hopefully, later on, when you get one up, he'll be able to help me out
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. If you're ever in trouble when I'm older.
Oh wait, I forgot. I could turn into a snake. But well, I got practice turning into one.
Right, you gotta keep practicing.
Do you have any tips?
Like what?
You
kind of be a snake?
Yeah, sure.
Eat, sleep.
Snake.
It'd be interesting.
Eat, sleep,
eat, sleep,
wiggle,
snake.
Wiggle, curl around in a circle. Round thing.
Try something else, Mike. Try to turn into a snake. Snake on her side.
If you think like a snake, you might be a snake.
What's thinking like a snake?
Eat, sleep.
That sounds like
warm yourself in the sun. Like, take your clothes off and lay on a rock.
You got a tent.
Yeah, so
this is what personal space is for.
No, because then you wouldn't be warmed by the sun.
Yeah.
It's like,
I
got a hole in the roof of your tent.
Yeah, you need a sunroof in your tent. That's what you need.
Um. Okay, I'm gonna talk to the chipmunk.
You can talk to him. You better hurry up. You guys
I'm hold, yeah, I'm gonna talk to the chipmunk because I'm hoping this might be a better conversation than ever.
Okay.
I don't know. That snake conversation sounded great.
Anyway, so what do you think?
I'm sorry.
He looks at you, surprised that you're talking to him in chipmunk.
Well, it's about time.
Oh my God.
I have a lot of things I need to say to you. Good day.
That's so gross. You know, I just got this spell
you
recently
get a head
because of another druid.
I've been meaning to say to you, you don't have to collect every animal that comes along. A snake and a wolf. Really?
You bring that idea. You know...
I thumb my nose at them.
Does he actually do that? Like,
his opposable fingers, opposable thumbs.
You know, that's I kind of need help. I'm supposed to be that, you know, nature-like person. I'm supposed to, you know, have animals be by my side. Be
nature-like
better.
Person.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have animals by your side.
Yep.
Perhaps a fish would be nice. In a bowl. With water.
You know, I mean, animals that help me out in combat, maybe. And, like, that can help
I don't
help
see
me
how
a
fish could be useful in combat. That doesn't make sense.
Then that's why you're not supposed to say, hey, let's get a fish.
But I like fish.
Why?
Because
I don't know. Why does anyone like fish?
What have you against
Well, they don't
fish?
Bite you and make you pass out.
Pass out?
you know, that wasn't my goal. Just kind of, you
kind of
got too close to him, and you started smelling that.
It's a girl.
You know, you start smelling.
You literally
like,
just talked
with me,
misgendering it.
Shh. I mean, she said you kind of started smelling like food, and you got too close.
I think snakes do eat chipmunks. That could really bode poorly for me down the road. I mean,
yeah, but
I mean,
right now she's...
After a few more sunrises.
She's just a baby for now.
Well, you keep feeding her, she's going to get better.
Yeah.
You fed her like a half dozen eggs in a week.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to help them, you know. You're
murdering
but...
your poor snake.
I mean, she likes
anything. I swear she's bigger already.
I mean, snakes grow fast. I mean, soon she'll be like 7 foot, maybe.
You're very not good at her.
She gets much bigger. I'm going to hide her in a bush, and I'm not going to tell you where I put her. Sometime when she's sleeping.
I mean, you already did that.
Like, so just after she ate a chicken's unborn young.
You
she
know,
always sleeps a long time after that.
You know, you should stop doing that.
Mm.
I could disown you.
Oh.
It'll be fun coming in here.
I'm scared. You do understand, I am a wild animal.
You know, they, you
the
might
only
be,
places on this entire planet
like
which I am
now.
Not comfortable living is all of the places that you have been taking me.
You smell like me now, so lots of animals would not like to go near you.
I can bathe. I have thumbs.
Like, no, you can't. You're grounded.
I have bathed multiple times. I bathe more often than you do.
You're grounded badness. From bathing.
You really
you can't
badness.
Ground me.
I'm grounding you.
You're too busy.
Well, it's not my fault. My party's over.
Put me on the ground. I will simply run away.
You can't ground. You can't ground. I can climb a
yes,
tree. So you cannot climb a tree.
That's fine. That's just fine. We'll go wherever you want to go.
Hmm.
You're not very good at this morale thing.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. You're what gets me, man.
You know, I thought you'd be having a better
air.
Conversation than them two, but you're just stuck up.
Who's stuck up?
You!
Everything's always about you. You want to go here, you want to go there.
You know,
you feed me when you want to feed me, and you play with me when you want to play with me, and otherwise I just have to hide inside your clothes away from the bursts of flames.
Would you like to go?
Is there anywhere to go around here?
No, leave. If you won't leave, goodbye.
Okay, he jumps down. He's looking around like he's thinking about where he's going to go. He storms off and hides, like, behind a bush.
All right, bye. He's on one.
Okay.
So, how much time do I have left now?
This is pretty much done.
Okay. Well.
That went well. First time she got to speak with animals, and she alienated two of the three animals.
They don't like me.
Whose fault is that?
You have to realize that animals live a fairly animalistic.
Animalistic.
No.
I don't know.
And.
No problems?
No.
Life filled with
word.
Animosity.
Yes, there you go. A life filled with animosity, yes.
Yeah,
they generally fight with everyone, even their own kind.
I'm gonna try.
I don't think that's a word. Antimosical.
I'm gonna try taking the snake's advice and try it. Except for being naked on a rock. But I will.
Dearwood, can you watch? Make sure no one's coming. I'm gonna try to lay on a rock. There's no sun right now. That's the only problem. Anyway, so you could try laying on the ground and curling up in a ball and like wiggling around like a snake and thinking
He's
like a snake.
He's gonna think I'm crazy.
Well, you can tell me what you're doing.
I'm gonna try practicing how to be like a snake or turn into a snake so you could walk around a little more.
Have you been hanging out with Bezor again?
You remember a song that you heard in an inn, a tavern once called Snakes of the Bomb?
Oh, yeah?
But be careful, they're poisonous.
I'll play that song.
Okay. He's gonna play a song, snaky song.
Okay.
Roll a d20. She lays. She gets down on the ground and she like curls up in a circle and then she's slithering like this on the ground. Her still has Janny, mind you. She's like.
17.
Have you been hanging out with Bezor again?
You notice that she start. There's a green glow that comes over top of her. She starts to shrink down until she's about half her size. And then it sort of it lasts for all of about maybe 6 seconds, and then there's a sort of a bit of a spark, and it's gone, and she's back to normal.
Dang it! I tried. So.
You think maybe if she laid on a rock in the warm sun, that would help. There's a line of that song, "The Snakes of the Bomb." It's laying on a rock. In the warm sun.
I think you need to be in a warm sun. That's what the song said, at least.
Alright, so I'll wait until tomorrow to try again.
Yeah, try it
in the warm sun. There you go.
How long has it been?
20 minutes.
40 more.
For what?
Trying to get it out.
Another hour in my mandolin.
Alright, anyway.
I'm
9
more away.
You guys are trekking to the countryside for a while. Let's see if you have any random encounters here.
Oh, jeez. It'll be fun.
Something interesting.
The wolf game. Hope nothing kills me for food or fun.
Oh, you should be the mark.
Yeah, start beatboxing. Brunson's gonna beatbox. My next proficiency
okay.
is gonna go into beatboxing.
Mind you, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is about 60% canopy. And then there must be high clouds where you're not really seeing any starlight, but you do see the moon, which it's about 2/3.
Probably make sound effect.
And you've seen rolling hills, and you come over one such rolling hill, and you're maybe 300-400 yards from camp is all. But when you're on the top of the hill, you can see the camp. But when you're down in the valleys, you can't. And as you're coming down the valley, it's dark, and there's not much light wash over from the moon, and there's no starlight like that. But then as you get about halfway down into the valley, you're almost to the bottom, you can tell that there's a little brook that runs through the valley, and there's some flat stones that go along the side of the brook. And up on the right-hand side, you see a dark cave